Be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given in you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. This is the text. A quote from a friend, name of Hal Senkbeil. To all appearances, our world seems increasingly godless, and godlessness must be the problem, we think. If the world could be more religious, we would solve our moral crisis. However, maybe the problem isn't the godlessness of our age, but rather the gods of our age. Which really could explain why it is that we as Christians find ourselves increasingly with the feeling that we are in a strange world, that we are alienated, that we are strangers right here where we've always lived, but something seems to be odd, different, going off. Jesus says, on account of me you will stand before governors and kings. When you heard that read earlier, did you hear that as good news or as trouble? On account of me you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. It's good news. We have good news because of how that fits into the grand scheme of everything. We have Jesus promised that there will be opportunities for evangelism. And even if we do not train ourselves and head out on the streets, those opportunities for evangelism will come our way. They will happen in our families. Ask any young mother who takes the time to read Bible stories to her children and pray with her children and tell her children about Jesus. Ask those who are in high school, is it not the case? It certainly was in my day. Is it not the case I have asked my children? Is it not the case I have asked those who are in high school in our day? Is it not the case that in those years there are discussions about what is life all about? What are we here for? Were we created? Did we evolve? What's the purpose in life? What is the meaning to my life? Is it not the case that that is in discussion all the time? Age to age, generation to generation, as each generation grows and asks the questions of life. I'm reminded of those throughout history who have had to stand up for Jesus, and sometimes it was not of their own choice. Paul got arrested. The martyrs in Rome arrested for having church services, arrested for doing such things as singing about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Martin Luther asks questions and ends up nailing 95 theses to the church door, and then the rest of his life he has to answer questions about what was that about? Well, what it was about was it was about Jesus Christ, the Savior. It was about Jesus Christ who still is the one person that every human being in this world must ask the question, who is Jesus? Must answer the question, what do you make of Jesus? Who is he? There's a prayer that runs like this, that amid the changes and uncertainties of this life, our hearts may be fully set on serving you. That is what Christians are pushed out on the stage in front of the whole world to deal with that question, who is Jesus? While the rest of the world ends up being in turmoil, well, Christians have a friend in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is that constant. That one friend at the center of everything. While the rest of the world is in doubt and uncertain as to the future, and oh, the doubt and the uncertainty are at a pretty high level in our day. Well, you as a Christian have a good shepherd who holds and keeps you safe in his hands, who says, no one is able to snatch you away. While the rest of the world fears destruction and hopes for peace, we've got a promise. Words from Jesus, quote them directly, not a hair of your head will perish. Well, I guess temporarily, but you know there is a resurrection, and at that resurrection we will rejoice that Jesus Christ has kept us safe. So we're living as strangers in this world. Don't put your hopes on having the kingdom of God visible around you. Nations come and go. Politics, it comes and goes. Presidents come and go. Leaders come and go. But we have a hope that is solid and eternal. That hope gives us a firm footing in the face of everything that can happen around us. That hope also makes us strangers and aliens in this world. We have a hope that the world doesn't understand. We follow practices that the world does not see the purpose of. We call on one who is a savior, and the world says, savior from what? We talk about forgiveness of sins, sins that the world does not understand to be sins. We talk about a salvation and a hope and an eternal life in the face of a world that sees everything as passing, and so those who believe in that way grab for what they can before it disappears. We are strangers. What is more, around the world, Christians face persecution. You read about it weekly in the news. You watch it night by night on television. Christians facing hardship and difficulty around the world. And not only those difficulties that come with living in a world where there are problems, there are tragedies, there are natural disasters, but specifically those problems that come from daring to call on the name of Jesus, daring to say that he is the one and only Savior, daring to say that there is only one path of eternal life, and that is to be a follower of Jesus, daring to say that there is only one forgiveness, and that is the forgiveness of the cross, daring to say that there is only one hope for eternal life, and that is the resurrection of Jesus on the third day. But we have that friend. We have that friend Jesus, and He is still the same. He is still the risen one. He is still the one who conquered over sin and death. He is still the one who has called you by His grace and by His mercy. He is still the one who has spoken His word of life into your soul. He is still the one who has marked you with His name in the waters of holy baptism. He is still the one who calls you to His table and feeds you with His living body and His living blood, so that His eternal life can be your eternal life. In the text, Mark 13, that was spoken during the week in Jerusalem, the week that He was preparing to go to the cross for the sin of the world. It is a text spoken by our great high priest, which means He's the one who went before the Father for your sins. He's the one who earned forgiveness of sins for you. He is the one who now ruling in heaven, in the Holy of Holies, ruling in heaven, continues the work and the task of praying for you, of carrying your needs, your burdens, your doubts, your fears to His Father in prayer. He is the one, the great high priest, who also does the work of answering your prayer. It is still the same. Still the same Jesus. So, around the world, let the world be in confusion. Christians have an answer. Let the world rage against this one Savior. He still rules. Let the world challenge Christians and say, "How dare you believe such a thing?" Why? We're walking with the one who is risen from the dead. Let the world come and challenge and demand, "How dare you speak such things? How dare you say that only Jesus and only the cross and only the resurrection and only this Word of God is the only place for hope and life and salvation?" We have an answer. The answer is that He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Savior. He is our friend. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. And at the end of the world, there will be the gathering where all who have believed and put their hope in Him will be gathered before the throne of God. And on that day, rejoicing and celebrating, we'll share in that life. We'll share in that blessing. We'll share in that joy. Or as the Bible says it, we'll share in that new song. So, as we come toward the end of our service, we know we're going to have to head back out into a world that does not receive this gospel all that well all the time. But we know that we carry within our hearts, we carry within our souls, we carry within us a message of life. That message of life, that Word of God going out with us, has the power to change lives, to change souls, to give new birth, to give a new heart to the people around us. He has the power to change destinies for all eternity. And we will carry that hope and that message and that word of that Savior day after day after day. In Jesus' name, Amen.